Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. We would like to welcome everybody to our Wow God podcast. I'm here with Pastor Ron Bruner of Kingfisher First Assembly of God. He has been answering questions people have about the Bible. And so today, we just want to welcome you, Pastor Ron, to our podcast.
It's so great to be with you, and I'm enjoying answering questions that people have concerning the Bible.
Well, you have nailed every one of them since we've started these podcasts, and we have another podcast. What is our question today, Pastor Ron?
Our question today is, what should I believe about God? And the first thing that I want them to know is that, first of all, we're talking about the God of the Bible.
Yes.
So if you're wondering what God we're talking about, get a Bible, because that's the God we're talking about, is the one true God, the God of the Bible. You know, Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yes.
So that's the God we're talking about today, is the God of the Bible.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, Pastor Ron, because there's so many people that are right now that are in depression, they're in such a loneliness in their life, and they're searching for something, and they're searching for the right answer, and we want to bring the truth to them. And so I'm glad you clarified that, because there's so many other gods out there that are so mischievous for people to just receive.
Yes, this is true. So we want you to know what we're talking about is the God of the Bible. And the first thing I want you to know about what you should believe about God is that God loves you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins.
Yes.
1 John 4:10 says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the payment for our sins.
Wow.
So God is good. God loves us. If you look in Psalms 119:68, it says this. It says, God is good and he does good. And so we see from God's actions toward us that God loves us and he provides for us. He's our Savior. He provides for us. If you look in Matthew 6:26, he says, look at the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? And so that scripture is telling us that God is the one who provides for us. And you know, Pastor Jamie, there's a lot of people in the world today that have, because of the economy and everything, and they're very worried about God, about provision, but I encourage them to believe that God will provide for them. This is what you need to believe about God, is he'll provide for you. Think about it like this. Who sends the sun and the rain? Matthew 5:45 tells us that it is God who sends the sun and the rain, and without that, there would be no food. So it's God who provides for us. And then it's God who gives us health. It's also God who gives us family and friends, and he gives us our children, our grandchildren. These are all great gifts, and they are all gifts from God. And then God provides us with the wonderful gift of the Bible, his word, that gives us understanding about life and helps us to understand ourselves as well. And so that's what I want you to know about God. Then this is something else I want you to know about God, is that God has a divine plan for your life.
That's good.
In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Mm-hmm. Plans to give you hope and a future. And so God says, I've got a plan for your life.
Yes.
That's what I want you to know about God. And then you can discover that plan by repenting of of your sins, accepting Christ as your Savior,
yes.
read the Bible. It's God's gift to us. You will also learn more about God through prayer, attending church, and hearing God's word preached. And when you accept Christ as your Savior, He becomes your Father.
Mm.
That's what I want you to know about God. Because in Matthew 9, 6, Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this, Our Father, which yes. are in heaven. So God is your Father. He loves you. And then I want you to know this about God. You can ask God for help. Psalms 50, verse 15, he says, call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. And then he tells us again to call upon him in Matthew 7, verse 7. He says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open. So we're told in Scripture that we can call out on God and He will help us. You need to believe that about God. That's who He is. And there are so many scriptures that teach us this. And yes, here's something else I want you to know about God. You can pray.
Yes.
You can talk to God, and
That's
God
good.
Will answer you.
That's good.
If you're experiencing trouble right now in your life, I urge you to call on the Lord in prayer today, this very day, and you'll see God work in your life. One of the verses that I love, Pastor Jamie, is Psalms 34, verse 8, where it says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him, because tasting and seeing are personal experiences. So you can experience God's power in your life today by way of prayer. What should you know about God? Well, maybe you're going through a time in your life right now where you feel alone. Let me assure you that you're not alone because God is with you. In Psalms 34:18, he says, The Lord is near unto them that are brokenhearted, and he saves those who have been crushed in spirit. So I want you to know right now that God is near you. And if you say, well, I don't feel God's presence, I'd like to challenge you to do something. Take out a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you need to get a Bible. And actually, you can even download them on your phone now for free.
Yes.
And so I'd like for you to get a Bible, and I encourage you to read Psalms 20, Psalms 23, Psalms 27, Psalms 46, and Psalms 91. If you read those Psalms, you'll feel the presence of God in your life. And I want to encourage you to call out on God today, because in Matthew 28, 18, the Bible says, And Jesus came and he spake unto them. Think about it this way. Jesus comes to speak to you today, and he says, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That means that nothing is impossible with God, Pastor Jamie.
Yes.
And God can help you right where you're at today in the trouble that you're going through. If you're feeling lonely today, if you feel like that no one cares for you, we want you to know that God cares for you and we care for you. And we believe that God will do a miracle in your life today. Whatever that miracle is, Pastor Jamie and I want to agree with you in prayer, because God will do a miracle in your life today. And Pastor Jamie is going to lead us in a prayer right now. And we want you to agree with us for whatever miracle you need, whatever you need in your life today, we want you to agree with us.
Yes. Well, thank you, Pastor Ron. What should I believe about God? Today, we're just going to pray that you will have a touch from God. And whatever your need is, whether it's a financial need, whether it's a spiritual need, whether it's a emotional need, a healing in your body, we're just going to believe that God will perform that miracle in your life, because the Bible says nothing is impossible with God. And today, I'm just going to pray over you. And as I pray, I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come in and just begin to invade your situation right now. Father, I come boldly before your throne, and for the listeners that are listening right now, I pray, Lord, if they're driving down the road or if they're in their home, God, I pray that right now, in the name of Jesus, that Holy Spirit, you will come in upon their life, and you will invade their situation, that you will turn things around for your glory, Lord. Let them experience your power and your anointing right now. Because the Word of God says the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage.
Yes.
And God, there's maybe somebody right now that's been walking around with bondage, and I break that bondage off of them right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And I declare your healing power come upon them.
Yes.
Because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. And Lord, we loose your Holy Spirit upon the situations that are going on in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Ron, thank you for sharing What Should I Believe About God. This is a great series that we're on. People are asking questions about the Bible, and you are giving such great answers. Thank you for joining us on this podcast.
We're glad to be a part of it, James, and look forward to our next time.
Yes. Well, thank you. Make sure you share this podcast with somebody. We want you to be blessed. Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.